Chapter 8, Wealth Secret Number 6, Leverage Tech and Systems. Now you understand the importance of diversifying your portfolio by balancing risk and reward. You might feel a little overwhelmed by the idea of managing and keeping track of it all. Just the process of researching your many options for stocks to invest in can seem like a huge task. How can you get comfortable taking educated risks with the money you generate as you increase your net worth and work to turn your income into wealth? You can leverage modern technology to make investing easier when you implement Wealth Secret Hash. 6, leverage tech and systems. Years ago, if you wanted to research investments, you had to go to the library. There you'd find the print versions of ValueLine or Morningstar and drag them to a table where you'd flip through the pages and take notes. Unless you could afford to work with a professional, it would have been difficult to know whether you correctly understood what you were looking at. Even worse, you needed thousands of dollars just to get started in the investing game. Brokerage firms could be, perhaps intentionally, intimidating to beginners, and sometimes even to an experienced investor. It might well have been daunting to think about speaking with a financial advisor or calling to make a purchase or a trade. All of this kept many middle-class people locked out and stuck right where they were. Today, you have right at your fingertips all the information you need to start investing. All you have to do is take advantage of that information. You can research stocks on your laptop, smartphone, or tablet and find information in seconds. You can educate yourself in the privacy of your own home and go through some trial and error before moving on to a more formal and more educated conversation with an advisor. Those resources we previously had to travel to the library to access are now easily available online, and there are many more of them. You can also invest at a fraction of the cost, where you used to need a minimum of $2,500 to get started. You can now log into an app and buy fractional shares for as little as $5. Think about that. Adjusted for inflation, the previous minimum of $2,500 would be about $9,000 in 2022. Imagine that barrier to entry. Sina is the president and CEO X Plus PR, where she is a leader in digital strategy and event planning and an authority on multicultural communication. She is also the host of Get Found, Get Funded podcast, which features companies led by entrepreneurs from populations often underrepresented in the startup space. This might all sound glamorous, but Sina came to entrepreneurship the hard way. When she took leave from her job to have surgery, she came back only to find she'd been laid off. Rather than look for another job right away, Sina used her skill set as an asset, representing an author who came to her looking for PR help and building her business from there. Throughout the COVID-19 pandemic and the subsequent economic downturn, Sheena's business thrived, having not only bounced back after her layoff, but also having successfully made it through the 2008 economic collapse and recession. Sheena was no stranger to navigating unexpected challenges. She looked to her experiences as evidence that she could weather whatever the pandemic brought to the economy. Sheena reminded herself she had made it through once before, and she could do it again. She also held on to the fact that many people become rich or get richer during downturns. "People are getting worried about inflation and gas prices," she said when she joined me on my podcast, Get Wealthy, to share her experience. "And all I'm doing is saying, you know what, just pull it together, you're going to get through this. There are times when you take advantage of what's going on." Sheena took a hard look at her budget and her expenses to respond appropriately to market forces, and she kept saving and investing. When an unexpected car repair popped up, Sheena learned a hard lesson. Luxury cars, she discovered, come with premium-priced repairs, and she was thankful that she had taken a crucial step. She had automated a lot of her investing and saving, so she had funds on hand that made what could have been a crisis easily manageable. Capitalize on apps. I coach my clients in Wealthy You to fit investing into their busy lives by systematizing it. One of the best ways to build wealth is to set up fail-safe ways to pay yourself first. When you set up systematic savings and investments, it becomes much easier to develop the discipline, focus, and habits to not only survive the ups and downs of the economy, but also to gain an advantage through dual AR cost averaging. This process of investing the same amount at intervals allows you to purchase at different prices and prevents you from trying to time the market. Automating your savings and investing can help you recession-proof your finances so you thrive despite any periods of economic uncertainty. You can use services through the payroll department at your job, through your bank, or through an investing app to automatically fund your savings accounts, and of course, to automatically invest in your retirement account. Tamika, whom you met in Chapter 6, was masterful at setting up processes. She pointed out that how you behave when you have a little money is what you'll do when you have more, so be smart about it. Your process will get multiplied, for better or for worse. Start where you are and increase the amounts you can save and invest over time. Like Tamika, Sheena figured out how to create systems that worked for her. Early on, she contributed to a 401k through her employer. Afterward, Sheena set up several investment accounts and optimized them. She started a new 401k and automatically deposited money. She matched each of her financial goals with a correlating savings or relationship with a client. Sheena relied on a couple of apps, which allowed her to automate her retirement portfolio and savings for short-term goals to budget and save to build her cash reserves. Digit allows users to budget Albert. A similar app links to your checking and savings accounts and helps you track your finances, net worth, investments, and the like. Sheena used two different apps, setting one up for personal use and one for business purposes. You can find a number of apps to help you actively budget, save, and track your spending. Every year, more and more apps are available to help you invest. This is an ever-evolving landscape. Because technology is always changing, make sure you research the latest information on any apps you're considering. If you're putting your money somewhere, make sure the company's accounts are properly insured so your money is protected if the app is discontinued. An investing app such as Stash is a great way to learn the ropes and start building your portfolio. This is the technology that lets you start investing with small amounts of money. Once you reach about $10,000 invested, you'll want to open a brokerage account. When you choose an app to use for saving and investing, look at the maximum dollar amount the company insures, keeping in mind that you're not insured against potential losses in the market. Never accumulate more money with any one bank, investment company, or app than they can insure. Some other apps for beginner investors include Acorns, Betterment, Public, Elevest, and Robinhood. Robinhood, though well known, is geared more toward day traders, that is, traders who buy and sell stocks within a single day, hoping to make a profit on short-term activity. As with Stash, these apps allow you to invest for as little as $5 and purchase fractional shares, a great way to learn about the stock market before you start investing larger sums. Regardless of which app you decide to use, most have similar features: search, research, learning, and investment capabilities. With an app like Stash, everything occurs online. There's no brick and mortar location to visit. They're partnered with a bank, but you can't walk in and speak with a teller. You can call customer service or message them with questions, so you might consider communication channels and responsiveness when you make your choice. Stash doesn't charge transaction fees when you buy and sell stock, but you will pay a wrap fee, a monthly subscription fee to cover account management and administration costs. At the time of writing, Stash subscriptions ranged from $3 a month to $9. At the higher amount, you can even open custodial accounts for minors, whether that's your children, your grandchildren, or even your neighbor's kids. A custodial account is a great way to teach kids about investing and get them interested, educated, and creating wealth from a young age. With Stash, you can open a personal portfolio and/or an individual retirement account, IRA, and you can also pursue products like life insurance. In addition, Stash offers stock-backed registered trademark rewards associated with their debit card. You'll earn pennies at a time in stock, but that's money you wouldn't otherwise have, which can add up every time you shop at Walmart or buy a coffee at Starbucks. Utilize automation. One of the most important features of apps like Stash is automation. You can set up regularly scheduled automatic withdrawals from your bank to invest in a specific stock, an ETF, or a general portfolio fund from which you later decide where to distribute the money. I suggest you see the whole process through and decide in advance where that money will be invested each time you make a transfer. When you regularly invest a fixed amount, over time, investing becomes a habit for you. You also eliminate the risk of forgetting the money is waiting for you to decide where it should go. I can't stress enough how important it is to automate your investments. It's too easy to spend the money elsewhere if you have it sitting in your checking account, not to mention how often we simply forget to move funds. I once discovered I'd contributed a bunch of money to a SEP, Simplified Employee Pension Plan, and left it in the money market fund without investing the money in stocks or stock mutual funds. But automated systems ensure it happens less. Don't trust yourself to remember. These apps also offer varying levels of research capabilities, which can provide you at least basic information on stocks you're considering. Information, dividends, position, current trading, and market news. A brokerage account will offer you more research options than an app, and it's another place to diversify once you're ready. In a brokerage account, you can trade stocks, bonds, ETFs, and mutual funds. You can do a lot online, just like with an app, but you can also open a brokerage account with a company that has a physical location where you can go in and meet with someone face to face. You can open as many brokerage accounts as you like and invest as much money as you want or are able to. You have the option to manage your own accounts or choose a managed brokerage account. When you're ready to access a more expanded array of products and services, typically after you have reached $10,000 in market value, you'll need a full-service brokerage account. This type of account will allow you to set up a stock watch list where you can keep an eye on the price movements and performance of companies that you may decide to add to your portfolio in the future. Organizations that provide brokerage accounts include Fidelity Investments, TD Ameritrade, Charles Schwab, and Merrill. Evaluate mutual funds. When Sheena started working with me, I discovered her investments were spread out over multiple mutual funds, and some were getting better returns than others. I walked her through a process to evaluate each of her mutual funds and compare their performance. With that information, she was able to consolidate those investments into just a few of the better performing mutual funds. Just as with stocks, we have a methodical way to evaluate mutual funds. In Wealthy You, our members learn how to do this research on their own. However, they also have the opportunity to complete worksheets that walk them through these steps, compare notes, and ask questions of each other and our group experts. We go in depth together so our clients can feel confident in their research. We walk them through exactly how to read the charts they find online and how to interpret the data they find. Create a stock watch list. During the early part of the COVID-19 pandemic, Sheena decided to cut back on spending. It wasn't difficult since trips and outside the home entertainment were out, but Sheena took it a step further. Rather than order all her meals from DoorDash, as many people started doing, Sheena said, "I started learning how to cook better and cook more." She also looked at her subscriptions and found an extra $300 she could trim from her monthly expenses. She put those savings to good use. There are some stocks that have come down that I wanted to buy before, but they were just a little bit too high. Now they're at a point where I can buy them, so I've been buying more stock. Because she had been watching those stocks, she saw an opportunity and was able to take advantage of it. As you get more serious about investing, you'll need a way to keep track of the various stocks that catch your interest. An investment might sound interesting when you first hear about it, but that doesn't mean you jump right in and buy. You might decide to. Watch it for a while to see how it's trending, or you might have your eye on a stock whose price is currently too high. In that case, you want to set a buy price for it and keep tabs on it. You need an organized way to keep track because you can't keep information on dozens of stocks in your head. I recommend setting up a stock watch list, which is exactly what it sounds like. Here are the steps to set up a watch list through Yahoo Finance. 1. Head to yahoo.com and click Sign In at the top of the page. 2. After logging in or creating an account if necessary, click Finance at the top of the page. 3. Choose My Portfolio and then create a portfolio. Give it a name and click Submit. 4. Click the Add Symbol button and type in the name or symbol of the stock you want to watch. 5. Click on My Holdings. This will open a chart with columns, which allows you to choose information that shows you what happens with the stock over time. 6. Enter the date, enter one share, and type in the stock price for the date, which you'll be able to see in the market value column. You can also add notes here. That's it. And from here, you can customize even more. You'll automatically start out with the fundamental view, which provides basic information, but you can click Create View to mix things up. You might want to see your stock's percentage change rather than the dollar value change, for example. You can find the price to earnings value, information on dividends, sales, cost per share, and more. You can also play around with the dates to see historical data. Yahoo Finance is just one place where you can set up a watch list. Do your research and choose the site that works best for you. Do your research. You wouldn't spend money in your business without having a plan and knowing your money would be put to good use. So why treat your personal accounts any differently? It all starts with good research. You can find any number of websites, news outlets, and podcasts touting financial advice and access to research. Once you know what you're looking for, it's simply a matter of choosing the resources you trust the most and finding the easiest to use. Keep in mind that technology changes fast, so check for the latest information. I recommend starting with the tried and true Morningstar, which has been around since 1984 and is one of the leading websites for investment research. You can use a number of tools on the site to research stocks, bonds, ETFs, and mutual funds, create watch lists, and track your portfolio across accounts. You can also get personalized tips and insights based on your portfolio. General information on some valuable sources at the time of writing. Yahoo Finance provides stock quotes, financial news, personal finance tools, and tools for research and analysis. You can also keep tabs on your portfolio using this site. TipRanks is an AI-powered research technology company on a mission to simplify stock research. It aggregates information from thousands of analysts and news sources. You can find buy, hold, and sell ratings, plus price targets from experts, and also see those analysts' success ratings, among other research tools. Most of the investment apps, like Stash and Acorns, have some research capabilities. Remember, these websites and apps are changing all the time. Adding features and trying to do more to win your business. So evaluate several and decide which works best for you. Diving into resources like CNBC, The Motley Fool, NerdWallet, Google Finance, and BarronScan help you develop your knowledge, vocabulary, and comfort level around investing. research, and analyze. One of the benefits enjoyed by members of WealthyU is the opportunity to discuss their research and learn together. Researching investments can be intimidating when you first start, but when you see other people doing it, you'll gain confidence that you can do the same. It's always helpful to have a community where you can ask questions about investments and get feedback. We have a treasure trove of resources, including teaching sessions, worksheets, and PDFs, and we continually host research and analyze sessions. In these coach-led sessions, members get to follow my exact process for making a decision about whether or not to buy a stock. It can be tempting to rely on the experts to do the research for you, and it makes sense to get expert input. However, once you learn how to do this work for yourself, you'll develop a new level of confidence in your decision making. You'll undo any dependency you have on other people to choose when to buy, hold, or sell any particular stock. Most of all, you'll be empowered to go against the crowd when past and present data support that choice, so you can find opportunities where other investors only see problems. Simply and bluntly put, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to learn how to research investments. You just need some basics and some discipline, and you'll be well on your way. This book has given you enough to get off to a good start. Creating wealth gets easier, and opportunities open up for you when you no longer have to rely solely on other people's advice to make investment decisions. As you become more knowledgeable, take more action, and amass more wealth, you'll need to take steps to preserve your assets. In the next chapter, you'll learn how to protect the wealth you're building with Wealth Secret number 7, Protect What You Build.